Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. This Sunday marks day one of a Gaza ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a national address Saturday that the country is treating the ceasefire as temporary and retains the right to continue fighting if necessary. He claims he has the support of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Meanwhile, families of hostages held in Gaza are bracing for news of loved ones. Palestinians are bracing and preparing to receive freed detainees or try to return to their homes while humanitarian groups hope to send a surge of aid into Gaza. Dozens of angry protesters stormed a South Korean court building in Seoul early Sunday. Court extended President Yoon Suk-yeol's detention for up to 20 days. Yoon earlier this week became the first sitting South Korean president to be arrested as he faces allegations of insurrection related to his stunning short-lived December 3rd declaration of martial law that plunged the country into political turmoil. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Saturday said he would most likely give TikTok a 90-day reprieve from a potential ban after he takes office on Monday. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
The Chinese-owned app said late on Friday it will go dark in the U.S. on Sunday unless the Biden administration provides assurances to companies such as Apple and Google that they will not face enforcement actions when a ban takes effect. The White House dismissed TikTok's comment as a stunt, and President Joe Biden said it was up to Trump to take action. Under a law passed last year and upheld on Friday by a unanimous Supreme Court, TikTok has until Sunday to cut ties with its China-based parent, ByteDance. If it does not, it will be forced to shut down its U.S. operation over concerns that it poses a threat to national security.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. This is VOA News. At least 70 people were killed and more injured in northern Nigeria Saturday when a fuel tanker truck overturned, spilling fuel that exploded. Reuters' Olivia Zelino.
That's according to the Federal Road Safety Corps, which said most of the victims were impoverished locals who had rushed to scoop up the spilled gasoline after the truck overturned. Such incidents have become common in Africa's largest oil-producing country. The accident in Niger State follows a similar blast in Gigawa State last October. That incident killed 147 people, one of the worst such tragedies in Africa's most populous nation. The price of gasoline in Nigeria has soared more than 400% since Nigeria's president scrapped a decades-old subsidy when he came into office in May 2023. A spokesperson to the Niger state governor said residents should give priority to their safety when gas tanker trucks are involved in accidents.
AP Washington correspondent Julie Walker reports on the prison inmates fighting the Southern California wildfires.
On the Los Angeles fire lines, over 1,100 California prisoners tackle dangerous work for less than $30 a day. Sal Almanza is one of them.
I wanted to do something good while I was here and be productive with my time and give back to the community.
Inmates become firefighters for the chance to cut sentences, get outside, and learn a skill. Prisoner Joseph McKinney.
You realize that it's for the greater good, and this is something that you want to do for your community. I have a debt to pay to society, so I'm happy to pay this debt this way.
In November, California voters rejected a measure that would have banned forced prison labor. Some critics now say at least raise the pay. I'm Julie Walker.
Kenya's interior minister says the East African nation has deployed 217 more police officers to Haiti as part of a Kenya-led multinational force to curb gang violence. Kenya first sent troops to the Caribbean nation in June, and the total deployment now exceeds 600. Its president, William Ruto, has pledged to deploy 1,000 troops as part of the UN-backed force in Haiti. Gang violence has left more than 700,000 Haitians homeless in recent years, with many crowding into makeshift and unsanitary shelters after gunmen razed their homes. Hundreds of Swedish troops have arrived in Latvia to join a Canadian-led multinational brigade along NATO's eastern flank. Sweden is calling the mission involving 550 of its troops its most significant operation as a member of the Western Defense Alliance. A ship carrying parts of a mechanized infantry battalion arrived early Saturday in the capital, escorted by the Swedish Air Force and units from the Swedish and Latvian navies. Latvia borders Russia to its east and Russian ally Belarus to its southeast. Tensions are high across Central Europe due to Russia's war against Ukraine. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.